Hello everyone. Welcome. Not to know. To be without knowing. Invite yourself, invite your mind to simply be. Allow every appearance, every thought every sensation. It's complete freedom. Without any intervention. Nothing which you need to do. Not maintaining the past. No purpose, no objective. No struggles. Not trying to fix anything. Notice that there are no borders between you and your experience. Notice that whatever it is which hears these words right now, whatever it is which receives this sensation, is not perceivable via the senses. And yet, it is undeniable. That which you perceive appears in this borderless awareness. Be open to the possibility that this awareness is not personal and limited. Because wherever you look, you don't find any borders to awareness. You don't find a beginning or an ending to the reality which perceives, the reality which is. Which knows itself as I. Relax in not knowing. Let things be. In and as this reality, the reality which He hears these words. There is no division. There is no real separate me and separate other. It's a storyline. A play. The deep understanding that there is no separate me and no separate other is truth and order. The absence of the impression of opposition. Which is love. The lover and the beloved are one. We are this love. We are the beloved. And we are the lover. This deep understanding that there is no separate me and no separate other is peace. Love and peace are not two. You, meaning the reality, which right now perceives as perception. You have never been a separate, limited consciousness, a separate, limited entity. Your experience right now and always, your reality right now and always is a whole, undivided. Does not know separation. The me and the other is a narrative. which we hold on to. We identify with part of our experience and separate ourselves from part of our experience. Creating the impression that there is somebody else out there, which is not my very self, which is separate from being. But being knows no separation. My being, your being is God's being, universal being. Although the mind may resist such an understanding, the heart resonates and rejoices in and with and as this understanding. You may notice how the sense of separation taking on the position of a separate me and a separate other sometimes gets the juices flowing. Sometimes the blood boiling and the mind racing. Which oftentimes leads us astray. Thinking, perceiving and behaving out of the negative emotions which get stirred up in the body mind. And yet, at the same time, there is an invitation, a deep invitation from the heart to stop, take a closer look. And wonder is it true that the other is not my very self? Or is it a mind impression. An old storyline, miserable and unhappy. Am I guiding my life? My actions, my behavior, my thinking. From what perspective? Am I here in order to argue my point, win my argument, debate? Or am I here to exude the perfume of love? The perfume of compassion? Of understanding? Of not knowing? What is the path that I'm taking this moment? What am I considering myself to be? A member of some tribe? Member of some belief structure. How about the open, loving space of awareness? What about relaxing the muscle of identification? This inner position, which is contracted. Notice how the sun shines effortlessly and indiscriminately upon the universe in all directions, equally. The singing of the birds. Spreading everywhere for everyone to hear and enjoy. The beauty, the tenderness. in everything we do. We are expressing the love, the beauty, the wisdom, or not. Pay attention. And do your best. We all have available to us God's grace and the understanding that I am not that which appears to me. I am not the body mind, the limited form that appears to me. I am not defined by any image on the screen. No one is defined by any image appearing on the screen. We are the same reality, invisible, formless, borderless, awake, aware presence.